Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Pittsburgh Trendquins.
All right.
I had a tough time with that.
Who's that, Mario Lemieux over there?
That's right. Who's that? I'm sorry.
I'm not seeing too well. Is that Pavel Bure over there?
Oh, shit. I am Jack. That is Miles. I am recording live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Wait, Pavel Bure didn't play for the
I don't know, man. It's the close Penguins. Enough. It's plenty.
I'm just going back into my old hockey mind, and I'm like, no.
Jagr.
Jaromir Jagr. Yep.
Lemieux. Sidney Crosby. Sid the Kid. Those are the great yep. Penguins.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's stay on the sports tip and talk about Serena Williams.
Yep.
Because she has announced that she is most likely going to retire after the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
Bringing to an end the greatest sports career in the history of American sports.
23 maybe? Grand Slam singles yeah. titles.
I mean,
the most in the Open era.
Yeah.
I'd say that 73 singles titles, too.
Yeah.
Pretty good record. Yeah. I think one of the most dominant athletes of my time witnessing it. And just like overall mover and shaker. Always, yeah. you know, doing what's right, doing what's best. And I hope she has a wonderful career in retirement, just laying down, relaxing.
Maxing all cool and all playing yeah, some D-ball outside of school.
Yeah, win a couple of guys who are up to no good.
Hopefully that part doesn't happen.
Well, if she got in one little fight, the people who are up to no good would get scared.
Yeah, that's true.
And then she would be like, now you must leave Bel Air. And they're like, okay, thank you.
By the way, you are hearing a landline. That is not your imagination. I'm recording this from my in-laws. They still possess a landline that is very active. So just, you know, we're not gonna edit it out. You're just gonna
we're keeping it
have
real.
To remember days gone by when landlines were a thing.
But I think what's a good thing though about this retirement announcement is the way she described it, because she just describes it as like, I will evolve away from tennis.
Hell yeah.
That's like some fucking, like, this is my final form. Like, Serena Williams, the dominant athlete and like mover and shaker, was yeah. one dimension. I am now the lord of your all reality. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
appropriately Dr. Manhattan-esque, like, you know, just like,
yeah. That's all she's been on the whole time. Right. I'm going to be Dr. Manhattan. Fuck this.
I'm going to go live on a different planet. I'll be like, uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah, this place bores me. Yeah. Damn. They're persistent as well. Civil War is trending. We're putting that number two.
Yeah.
Because Civil War is always trending. Let's be honest.
I mean, but, to be honest, the Civil War, conservatives especially, I think have been at war since the Civil Rights Act, like since the battle for civil rights in the 60s. And they're like, this is a war and we'll always be at war. But ever since the Trump raid, you know, occurred, the like spike in Civil War talk on all the Telegram and like Twitter and shit like that has gone up. As you know, I think a lot of MAGA people look in horror as they see that the feds can knock on your door sometimes, even Donald Trump's, although they did it when he was not there. They did that very specifically.
Yeah. The consequences of actions are something that is seems like they're not willing to admit. No. We'll dig into it more on tomorrow's episode. But
yeah, it's worth noting for anybody who's like, that's the, like, when they eventually get power again, they're going to go all in on this thing where it's like, anyone who tries to say what we're doing is wrong is the enemy and will go to jail. And I don't care if we have to get rid of the FBI, the army, whatever.
I mean,
on our way there,
they're already laying the groundwork to like kill us. Like they're doing the groomer shit, like, you know, the most extreme language that you could possibly have.
Yeah, blood libel.
If you vote for Biden, you are a groomer. So
yeah,
it's not great. They're quick to be very upset. I want to read one tweet from Dan McCoy, who tweeted, Scott Adams, one of our favorite right-wing people. He tweeted, I will allow my government 48 hours to explain itself. And then Dan McCoy wrote, and then I will continue allowing successive periods of 48 hours indefinitely because I'm just the incel who writes Dilbert. but that's what I'm hoping this. All this
well,
civil
it's definitely
war
it's activated about. A like a group. Can we speak to the manager moment? Yeah. I feel like everybody is trying to speak to them. Like their the take is very similar. Like I don't know where they get off.
Yes.
Like what? Where they get off doing this? Okay. But yeah, I think this is going to be very probably chaotic. Few weeks, depending on what goes down, but it's really nice to see the people who out themselves as being scumbags who like suddenly like, yeah, I think the FBI doing raids and stuff is bad. You're like, oh, really, Andrew Cuomo, please.
Was it Chris or Andrew? I think
Andrew,
maybe
the disgraced governor.
Okay,
who's under investigation?
He's coming back as a heel, like the latter form of Hulk Hogan.
I mean, you know, strange bedfellows. You know,
right.
When it's like, yeah, the don't investigate me crew comes out in full force.
speaking of the don't investigate me crew, Fred Savage has been booted from the Wonder Years reboot for what's being described as erratic behavior.
Yeah. This apparently is like a thing that people have complained about his behavior, not necessarily that like it would be predatory. I don't know. It seems like in this Hollywood Reporter article, it's like there's been a few shows where people have like raised issues about him on set and not being professional. They said this one alleged erratic behavior stems from proximity to a young woman on set. And it led to six women on the crew to report Savage to HR, which resulted in a swift investigation. Quote, to their credit, I was contacted within hours. One woman tells the Hollywood Reporter, an investigation started immediately and he was barred from set.
Is he in that show or is he just like a consultant?
Who's I don't know. I think he's directing and was the showrunner.
That's right. His second career was as a like TV show director.
Yeah.
That's what's
going on there. And I was like, I had no idea there was a fucking Wonder Years reboot. Oh, wait, wasn't this one like the one where it like was like this time we're talking about not white people?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a very popular bus ad in my part of Los Angeles. So I was aware of it. Yeah. I think.
What did it look like?
It looked like a black family
just together.
The Wonder Years. Yeah.
Oh, together. I didn't even see that. Look at this. I see this ad now. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it was also, they did a bad job of like signaling like what time period it was taking place in, I think, or at least in my memory, I was like, is that 70s, 80s? What are we talking about? 50s, yeah. 60s? Anyways, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back, and Lamont Dozier is trending.
Yeah.
That's,
I mean, if anybody who has listened to, I don't know, any music ever in America, you've probably heard a track from like the legendary songwriting trio of Holland, Dozier, Holland. These people are responsible for some of the greatest songs like of all time. They were like just cranking out hits for Motown. Like, I don't know. Have you heard of the song Baby Love? Or nah. Come See About Me, or How Sweet It Is to Be Loved Jesus. By You, Heat Wave, Nowhere to Run. Like, honestly, there's like, you can go on and on and on. You Keep Me Hanging On. Set me free, why don't you, babe?
Damn. Look,
they have constant hits. And yeah, I think it's just, yeah, sad time for music lovers. But yeah, my God, like if they ever did like a Versus, like with anyone, like they would just fucking clean the fuck up.
Yeah. I've heard of all those songs, and yet I, before we, during the break, asked if it was pronounced like Hosier, the guy who sings Take Me to Church. So that's where I'm at.
But you know their work. You know their work.
Ben Simmons is trending. This feels like people trying to kick the Nets when they're down a little bit.
Why?
In NBA news, we probably won't be talking about on our NBA podcast because I don't think,
we don't like to wildly speculate.
Yeah. But this is so a couple days back, Kevin Durant, or maybe it was just yesterday, it came out that Kevin Durant, like everybody was like, yeah, he demanded a trade, but then they couldn't make it happen. So he'll be on the Nets next year. And then it came out that Kevin Durant was demanding it was either him on the Nets next year or Steve Nash and their GM and not both. So like very Civil War-esque, you know? And then the owner came out and said he backs the coach and the GM. So they seem to be at an impasse, a stalemate.
Right.
But this is bad news for the Nets because Kevin Durant is maybe the best scorer in the history of basketball. Anyways, as this is brewing, Rick Bucher, who is like kind of an old school NBA reporter, like an NBA reporter who broke news, you know, in the pre-Woj bomb era.
Right.
He came out and said that there was a group chat with Nets teammates in the lead up to game 4 of the playoffs, which ultimately eliminated the Nets. And according to Rick Bucher, they asked Ben Simmons, hey, are you planning to play in game 4? And not only did Ben Simmons not respond to that question, he left the group chat. And that like, it's almost, when I first read it, I was like, that is a fake story written by Ben Simmons haters, because that is just like too perfectly exactly what they want to be true about.
He ghosted even the group chat.
But then Shams, who is like new school Woj bomb era, like, you know, NBA news source, came through and was like, that story is fake. So there is a generational showdown happening between NBA reporters on this nugget. But Ben Simmons is like one of the top trending things on Twitter because people don't like him.
People love to hate on him.
Yeah, they love to hate.
I'm like, man, I hope you can figure it out and find your joy again on the court, because it's not fun to watch people like struggle like that. Whether it's like because of their own doing or just the environment they're in, but like, it's wild to just see how quickly, you know, situations can change for people.
That one dunk. I mean, it wasn't just the one dunk; it was a lot of things. But he decided not to dunk it when he had a wide open dunk because he was so up in his own head. But that happened. I mean, LeBron had that one playoffs where he couldn't, you know,
inevitably
up in his own head, and then he came back and became the second best player of all time.
That's like the next evolution for sports fans that we have to make, is to understand that despite the superhuman nature of their athletic ability, they still operate in a human body and mind like everybody else. And like this expectation of like, well, they can do all this other cool shit. Why can't they like ignore a bunch of people constantly being toxic towards them?
I know. Exactly.
It's just hard. And like, and I get it. Like, that's kind of why a lot of people love sports, for the idea that these people are superhuman. But I think part of that is like also combining the like humanity of it all too, and being like, yeah, that's tough. But, you know, it's a pride. Yeah. It's all about pride. So it's hard to be understanding when you're like, I need to win through you.
Right. Think about the LeBron. I think it's like just a clip that's been going viral more lately, but it's when he had just like torched the Celtics in game 6, and someone threw a beer on him as he was entering the locker room tunnel. Mm-hmm. And like, you just see this moment where he just like kind of looks up and then smiles to himself. And like, that was at the point where it was like, is LeBron going to, you know, do it? Is he capable of like carrying a team to a championship? Like, that is rare.
Right.
And I will now start referring to the different stages of my life and career as evolutions, because
I like that.
Now done it twice. And
because you're now a salamander.
Yes. Finally, Catholicism is trending. When is it not, folks?
Bring it home, Father. Oh my God, let's bless the sacrament of a hot take right now, because everyone on Twitter is talking about this New York Times op-ed that says New York, this sounds like a fucking sketch. It's Stefan. It's New York's hottest club is the Catholic Church. This is not ironic. I'll read the first few sentences. As senior churchmen seek to make Catholicism palatable to modernity, members of a small but significant scene are turning to the ancient faith in defiance of liberal pieties. The scene is often associated with, quote, Dimes Square, a downtown Manhattan neighborhood popular with pandemic-weary Generation Z or Zoomer crowd, but it has spread across a network of podcasts and upstart publications. Its sensibility is more transgressive than progressive. Many of its denizens profess to be apolitical. Let me guess. I can already know if you're riding hard for Catholicism, you're probably going to land on one end of the political spectrum. It's a pretty, right. It's pretty much guaranteed. But I guess it is the hottest new club. And I don't know if they mean to say, you know, I think a lot of this is being painted as like a lot of young people. They're pushing back against the hegemony of progressivism as they feel it and are flocking to the safe harbors of Catholicism.
I mean, one of the co-hosts of Red Scare, which started out, I think, as like a left-leaning podcast. The one who is Greg's love interest from Succession, she is part of this. But it's not even clear in the article if she's talking about Catholicism or like defending this idea of like converting to Catholicism. It's all done at a distance. She's like, I'm Catholic the way Andy Warhol is Catholic, which I didn't even know if Andy Warhol was Catholic, but
right.
It's also fun that if you want to do a fun opinion piece on like a niche, like edgelord group that is like faking interest in Catholicism because it's just so outdated that it like comes around to being interesting again. It's like the last thing anyone would expect you to do. But like, this is also where stories about the police being, you know, authoritarian and damaging to the future of our country also go in the opinion section of the New York Times. Like, if it's anything outside of that, like, dogmatic neoliberal take, like, it has to go in the opinion section. So,
yeah. Well, and at the end of the piece, too, they're like, well, only time will tell what happens, right? Because Catholicism ain't chill. So. We'll see how many, like, they even posit, like, we'll see how many at the end it says, it'll be hard to view the rosary as a fashion statement. Over time, these developments will sort the converts from the LARPers.
Right.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, you know, I knew a lot of kids who grew up that way, and they're like, yeah, I'm off that.
Yeah.
That was a little wild for me as a kid.
That's, I think that's most people who grew up Catholic that I know. I don't know too many. I guess I know some who are still into it, like almost apologetically. But
I feel like the people I know have almost like transitioned away from Catholicism to like more sort of Protestant, like just feel good Christ stuff. Right. You know, like they're like, yeah, we're actually going to go to this like weird church where it's like a lot of fun performances and like mega church shit. But I don't know. Whatever. Do your thing. Just don't think that you can make everybody believe what you do.
Okay. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday, August 9th. We are back tomorrow with the whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.